Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I once was a zombie in a corner place. I was there and I don't know what the hell happened, but it sounded like a rambling little ramble, so I continued with the ramble, and I will merrily go along this way and maybe go around a corner, maybe go left, maybe go right, maybe I don't know what I'm going to. Hi, EW. Hi, chat room.
What do you mean you were a zombie?
I once was a zombie.
You once were a zombie. Well, what happened? You're not a zombie anymore?
I'm a super zombie now! Dun 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 dun!
Marvel, Agents of Zombies.
Agents of Zombies! Actually, oh, don't say that.
Cool.
That's giving away an idea.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of cool.
That's okay, I'm like touching the nose thing. It's just like, silence now! Yo, this is being recorded! Silence!
Big Brother is listening.
Big Brother is not listening. Big Brother is watching. Big Brother is not only watching, but is recording each and every single little type strop in the keyboard type land and like whoosh.
I hope he's not watching because he's getting an eyeful.
I don't want to know about what pants you are or are not wearing. And let's save it at that.
They're special, damn it.
I'm going to stick with the I don't wanna know. You know how like it's like the things that you know, that's not one of them.
The more you know.
That's the one I'm talking about. So I just wanted to say today's gonna be a really short show because I think we're done now. It's like that's it. Okay, let's ever go home, everybody. Pack up. Bing bing.
What? I ran you off with the no clothes?
Yeah. That just freaks me out, man. Just like puts me in a complete down mode. It's like says, I don't know about that. It's like I'm gonna try and make some kind of reference to some kind of southern type thing. It's like I don't really know what it's gonna make, but it's gonna sound like this all, and I might actually say something like southern, like almost like southern. I don't know, cause I can't really talk like that, but I talk like this, and it's like if I talk like this, sometimes it actually makes sense, sometimes it don't. I just go on and on and on, and squirrels.
Shiny.
Ain't like no Puddin' Pop, no.
Shiny.
Red Bull? Oh, geez. Angel of Shadows thinks I'm drinking Red Bull or coffee. I don't touch any of that stuff, man. I'm all natural with this.
Don't dog the Red Bull, man.
No, I'm not dogging the Red Bull. If people want to drink that stuff, that's fine for them. I'm not really into it. I don't need any artificial sweeteners to keep me going. I have natural sugars. I eat chocolate.
Red Bull gives you wings.
I like those commercials. They're funny.
I like the wings.
I don't know about the wings. Unless it's leathery bat wings, it's just not going to work for me. But yeah.
Leather. Yeah, you just gave me a good thing because I saw...
No! Go there.
I saw this article about Lita Ford.
Lita Ford is awesome.
Yeah, apparently she got Nirvana inducted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for them.
Well, I mean, Nirvana hasn't been around for, did they continue after Kurt Cobain?
Nope, that was the end of the band. Everybody else in that band went their separate ways.
And I was wrong, it was Joan Jett.
That's better, because Lita Ford and Joan Jett were the band, what was the band? They did Cherry Bomb! Cherry Bomb!
What's the name of that band? Where's Bobby Style when you need him?
Frack. I love that song, by the way.
That is a good song. I'll have to look up Cherry Bomb. Well, apparently Joan Jett loves rock and roll, as we know.
Well, of course.
But she'll be performing with Nirvana at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction on April 10th.
The Runaways.
The Runaways, yes. They should really come back with that.
They tried.
What happened?
I don't remember. There was a movie called that. It's and everybody's favorite actress who can't act worth shite is in that movie. And apparently, a couple of people have said that's her best acting she's ever done. Kristen Stewart. She plays one of the band members. It's like, really? You think I really want to watch a movie that has her as one of her better performances? It's like, no.
Isn't that
I can't stand her.
I thought she was petrified wood or something.
That's what I keep saying. Okay? She is nothing but a piece of wood walking across the screen. It's like, she's not even walking. Somebody's just carrying her across the screen. It's like, ah, look at the face. Look at the face. Look at the face. Don't look at the face. Look at the... No! No. I'm not doing it.
I think she's the daughter of Nicolas Cage.
No.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You just gave his acting all summed up right there.
Oh, my God. Kristen Stewart actually played Joan Jett.
Oh.
And Dakota Fanning played Sherry Curry. And I don't know who Scout Taylor Compton is, but she played Lita Ford.
I don't know that name either.
I'm sure she's probably done some other fantasy type stuff. Maybe not. Oh, she was in Halloween too. Halloween. Oh, she's in the remakes of the Halloween movies.
Oh, okay. She's probably playing like...
She's been in a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Either way, not going to look at it too much more.
Yep.
But yeah, so somebody told me, they watched the movie. It was like, great, it was Kristen Stewart's best role ever. It's like, she's playing Joan Jett. She'd better play it with a little bit more class than she did in Snow White, because, man, that was boring with her.
That was bad.
I swear to God. And what's her face? She played the Wicked Witch. She was freaking awesome. Scarlett Johansson or the other one? No, the other one.
Oh, no, that's not Johansson. That's,
Oh, man.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, yes. And what's his nut? Thor guy. The Huntsman.
Mm. Yeah, I can't think of his name anyways. It's
whatever.
Thor.
Golden Boy. Yeah. But he played good, too. Like, I could believe his character. But Christian Stewart's character, I just... No.
Helmsman,
yes. Chris Helmsley. Even the seven dwarfs that showed up in the movie, it was like, well, five dwarfs, whatever it was. They were amusing. They were good.
It was interesting. Yeah. I give you that. Charlize Theron played a really wicked role. I really liked her role.
Have you seen the trailer for Maleficent?
Yes.
That looks wicked. But they've pushed the date back.
What?
It's now going to show not until 2015.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they decided to recut it.
Because I thought they were just about done.
Well, I guess maybe somebody's marketing budget decided, oh, we're going to push that back. It's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, you know what it is? I saw, what is it, that Superman Batman movie that's going to come out next, was it next year?
Poop on it.
Is it next year?
I don't know.
Or 2016?
Oh, maybe Maleficent is out this year.
I can't remember. Anyway, it's the same date it's getting released is the same date the new...
Maleficent is supposed to be out on May 30th. Okay.
Both talking two different topics.
Yes, I know. But that is also something we talked about last week or the week before. A bunch of movies this year are being released on the same days.
Well, no. This was going to be the showdown because it's Captain America is being set to release the same day that Superman movie comes out.
Oh, you mean Captain America 3?
Yep.
Yeah, but that's like next year, the year before, year after. Who cares?
Well, I think it's kind of hilarious because you know you hear that hype about this Superman versus Batman thing, and you know it's like Marvel just steps in and says, that's it. No more hype.
Yeah, I'm sure the Captain America one will do better than the Superman one, because the Superman one sounds dumb.
So far, I mean, they have not anything into it that's made it...
Everything they've mentioned about it is all hype and propaganda, and really, can you dump on it any more?
Yeah.
Really? Who did you get for Batman? No. Who did you get for Lex Luthor? No. Superman's still a whiny little twat? Sorry, shouldn't use a word like that. What? No. Wonder Woman is what? No. You get a what? No. People, come on, let's get something real here. This movie's going to blow chunks if they keep doing this.
I think whoever's doing this is doing it purposely.
Now, you know what would be really good? is if they have all this hype going on around a movie, and then it's completely different people acting in the movie.
I was just going to say
that. Would be freaking awesome.
I was just going to say that, too.
I mean, if they got a couple of no-name but good actors who could, and a good script, and then they threw all of this hype and the money at people like Affleck and whatever, it would be, damn, that's marketing. That's getting a message out.
See, here's the other thing, though. We're talking like they're doing all this hype about who's what, who's doing what. And have you noticed you haven't seen anyone in costume yet?
Good. I don't want to see any of them in costume.
Well, no. But, you know, like a lot of the Marvel stuff, even though they haven't quite, you know, Ooh. Released some of it, they've shown the costumes.
Have you seen some of the pictures of the posters for X-Men Days of Future Past?
Of the each individual? Yes.
Yes. They released a couple of new ones yesterday or the day before or something like that for Colossus and Blink. And I'm surprised Blink is in it.
Huh.
I love Blink. Blink is a great character. She's kind of very random. It's not even a regular X-Men character. She shows up crap loads of times later into the regular comic series.
Really?
Yeah. But she's a teleporter. And she's part of a series called The Exiles. And what happens is they're unstuck from time and dimensional status, and they jump around from parallel universe to parallel universe fixing problems because they got broken somehow.
Okay. I thought her name sounded familiar. I just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, she always she had red, pink eyes or whatever and kind of, I think, a purpley-type skin and long hair. And she basically blinks in and out of space.
Hmm.
I like the Exile series. The first one, that was a pretty good series. The second one kind of blew chunks. But the first series went up to like about 120 issues or something like that as a comic book.
Hmm.
Much like with The Walking Dead, they cycled through characters. Every once in a while, they had new parallel Marvel characters. I mean, they had good guy Sabretooth characters. And then they had bad guy versions of some of the other characters. Nightcrawler had a daughter in a parallel universe, and she was a character with it. Whoa, what the hell? Hit that in the chat room. Hit it.
I ain't hitting it.
I can't hit it. You didn't make me a moderator yet.
Oh.
Which is fine. You can hit it. But I don't know what the hell that crap is. That's just weird. Go ahead, you hit it. Oh, he's gone now. You got to love the chat room drive-bys. Gone. What?
Yeah.
Who was that? And he's got a flying chicken as his icon. It's like, that's kind of funny, but I ain't paying to be in that and do that sort of thing. Okay, I got to leave.
Okay, I don't know what the heck that is. Yeah, drive-by trolling is about right.
It happens. Oh, well.
What would really be cool is if they would release some...
The Kraken!
No. But some of the photos towards the new series that's coming out.
Which one?
The Sinister Six.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. They're not going to release anything about that one until they've got it more firmed up. That one's still in discussion and negotiation phase. They've said, yes, we're going to do that. Now they've got to decide how they're going to do it.
I don't think there's going to be an issue with how to do it. I think what the issue is going to be is who's going to do it. You know, as far as, like, who are they going to put as far as filming it and who's going to be...
Well, they've already announced the director who's attached to the project and said, yeah, I'll do this.
Which one?
I can't remember his name. I saw a reference to it the other day.
I heard...
It was in one of the posts I saw on Facebook.
I heard... Was it the one I gave you?
I think so, yeah. If you followed through the thing at the bottom, it said somewhere about, yes, he signed on as the director or whatever. I could be wrong, but...
I thought it said he didn't.
Oh, well, you know, it could have said that, and I could be paraphrasing.
I heard rumor of Christopher Nolan again.
No, I don't think he'll do it.
I mean, he's done a lot, but that's where he's making his money, too.
No, he's only made his money on Batman. What else does he do? He's done some other stuff.
Didn't he just do another comic book series?
Comic book series? I don't think so.
All right, you're going to make me look it up, but I got to go look and see.
No.
Okay, Sinister Six, here we go. of course,
he's working on Interstellar.
Drew Goddard.
Wait, why are they saying he's in Man of Steel? Oh, he wrote the story for Man of Steel.
Yeah. Drew Goddard is in negotiations to direct the spinoff.
See, there you go.
Well, in negotiations. Doesn't mean he signed on yet.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're talking about it. He said he wants to, sort of thing.
I could have sworn I heard you say he signed on.
I didn't say anything about signed on. I said he said he wants to. We're in the replay there.
Right.
Well, so, whatever.
Okay, Christopher Nolan, of course, did Inception and all those. Man of Steel, he did the story.
I'm reading it right now.
I am too.
I stopped reading it right now.
This isn't complete because I know he did others. Didn't he do the? Didn't he direct the Transformer movies?
No, he did nothing to do with the Transformer movies.
And this guy's got. How is he so famous? And he's got no credits.
He has some credits. He has some strong credits, but that's it. It's like the Batman Begins, The Prestige, The Dark Knight, Inception, and The Dark Knight Rises. Those are his key movies. Although I guess Insomnia and Memento are probably popular movies amongst film people, but they're not my thing, those ones.
Yeah, let me see if I remember right. Insomnia, isn't that the one with... I'm making sure before I say it.
And
yeah,
Angel...
Al Pacino and Robin Williams, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Angel of Shadows, just mentioned in the chat room, one of my favorite possible hope things coming up soon, an Inhumans movie. However, the difficulty and challenge with that is going to be, well, you know how all of the Marvel and DC movies have been so far when they say, hey, let's throw a lot of people in the movie. Let's have a lot of characters. Let's have a bunch of villains, a bunch of good guys.
Right.
Okay, that movie just tanked. Why? Because they tried to throw too many in. That's going to be the biggest problem with the Inhumans, because everybody in the Inhumans is odd.
Let's see, if I remember right, Inhumans was Marvel also, right?
Inhumans is Marvel. Inhumans have a connection to pretty much every Marvel title in one way or another, but it's strongest with things like the Fantastic Four, the Avengers. Black Bolt is one of my favorite characters in the Inhumans. He's basically the king, and Medusa, his wife. Black Bolt can't say nothing. Because if he does, the power of his voice just is explosive sonic powers. Bam! So, wow. I mean, there's one scene where he's just like whimper and an entire building falls down. So, his wife, Medusa, the queen of the Inhumans, interprets everything he says or wants to say. But she has living hair. Her hair is like super stretchy and whatever, and it expands and contracts, and she can manipulate things with it. She's cool. I like her.
Angel's reading ahead. There is, yes, they are about to come out with the next Fantastic Four.
They have already shown you pictures of the people, and I don't like them.
I saw some of them, yeah.
They're, like, way too young looking. They're like, who are these people?
Yeah, but if they're going back, I mean, because they're going to reboot it anyways.
They're going to reboot it.
So rebooting it, the only thing is Mr. Fantastic, he has to have his gray hair. I mean, that was his signature. So I don't know. But, I mean, the same thing was with an X-Men. I can't think of her name right now.
Rogue?
Rogue. You know.
Yeah, she had the shock lock.
Yeah. Yep. And she had it at a young age. So I don't know. Maybe they'll do the same thing to
him. You know what would be really cool for a Fantastic Four movie?
What's
if
that?
They did the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which, if you're not familiar with the storyline, is basically part of what Marvel has been doing in the movies. Is the Avengers spins mostly on Ultimates. Because Nick Fury in the original comics is not a Samuel Jackson.
Right, right.
He's a white dude. And he's like Mr. Army guy, smokes a stogie, he's like, arr, 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 kind of that kind of character. He's not how Samuel Jackson projects him. I love Samuel Jackson's Nick Fury. It's awesome. But his character, I believe, and you can quote me because it looks bloody likely, because the comic books were being developed before the movies came out. Way before. And that's what they chose to use as the type of character for Nick Fury in the Ultimates. A bald black man with an eye patch. Looking mean, being mean, all that other fun stuff that Samuel Jackson pulls off so perfectly.
Right.
And it's like, it's wicked cool. But in the Ultimates comics, Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic of the Fantastic Four, turns into the bad guy.
See, I want to say I remember that at one point.
We had this discussion once before, yes.
Yeah, I want to say at least in a couple of the original series he did.
No. In the original series, he was never the bad guy, but there was an alternate universe version of him that was going around killing all the Mr. Fantastics.
That's right.
And there was at one point where you have future Mr. Fantastic, his something or whatever, and then his father, and it was like, okay, now you're just getting into really weird land with the storyline. It's, dude, seriously?
See, and this has gotten me to a point where, and I think this is really a big, big thing with what they're doing right now. It looks like if you want to put out something that's going to sell like mad, it needs to be in the superhero genre. Because if you pay attention, of course, the big sellers at the box office have been pretty much all the superhero stuff, you know, from Batman, the Avengers, to even, believe it or not, on the top 10 list of selling, there was that new Superman movie as well.
Not on my top 10 list. He ain't anywhere near it.
But that was by the dollar amounts that they did this list. I read it today.
I spit in their flatulent general direction.
It made $99 million on
its own. I don't care how many money dollars it made. It was a piece of poop.
Well, I mean, still, it made money. People went to go see it. So.
Yes, and that means they'll make a sequel.
Yeah, which, obviously, we know.
Wait, they already are.
But the next reboot, well, not reboot, but kind of, I guess, in a sense,
iteration,
is Heroes.
Yes, I've heard that they're bringing that show back.
Yes, and I'm kind of looking forward to this because...
Why? We already have a good TV show for superhero things. We're going to talk about that after the break, though. I don't want to talk about that right now.
You don't think I'm going to be watching both?
Okay, that's fine. I can watch both, which is kind of funny because I just picked up all the Blu-rays for Heroes. I didn't know they had four seasons. I must have missed two.
No. They have more than four seasons.
No, Heroes only had four seasons.
Okay, see, now you're going to make me go look it up on Netflix because I'm started watching the season again.
I'm going to go and look it up on something else.
Yeah, I know which one you're going to go look it up on. But I'm going to see
season what four. Is. Four seasons.
Yep, it does. It says four seasons.
Bamf. Oh, wait, I don't want to read this because I might give me some stuff away.
You were on the IMDb. Yeah, there's a reason I didn't go there because I wasn't sure what they were going to, how much into the new stuff they were going to be discussing yet.
Well, they're not discussing anything. It's just I want to see. Oh, and then what's his face is not in for season three? What? No! That means he's dead. I don't want to know about that.
Who?
I don't know. That's what I'm just saying. It's like that can be what happens in the IMDb list as you look through. It's like, oh, yeah, he's only on for three seasons. What? Oh, I guess that means he died in the third sort of thing.
Yeah, it was an interesting series.
Okay, so anyway. I'm going to talk about a movie before we go to the break.
Okay,
because there's only a couple minutes until that time.
All right.
So I watched one movie this weekend.
Which one?
Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
Yes.
Not as fun as I thought it would be.
Why not?
I mean, after watching Dino Shark and Dino Shark versus Robo Croc or whatever the hell it was, those were Roger Corman movies. They're fun. They're quirky, neat little, hey, look, can't be my giant monster movie running all over the place. And then I got the build up going, Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark? That's like Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla. That's guaranteed awesome!
Right.
That wasn't guaranteed awesome. I had one scene that I laughed my ass off, So, okay, let's go with the basic premise. This is actually the third movies in a franchise. All
right? Right.
Oh, and I have to answer Keenan's questions.
Okay.
And, hey, Joe Dog showed up, too.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's a Joe Dog in the room.
Gadzooks and Odds Bodkin. Okay, well, let's do the quick shout-out to everybody in the chat room right now. Hi, Clyde. Hi, Keenan. Hi, Angel. Hi, Joe Dog. Hi, Randy. Hi, Mark. Hi, EW. Hi, ZZ. Oh, wait, that's me. But back to what I was saying. Mega Shark vs. Mecha Shark. It is the third movie in a franchise put out by The Asylum, which is a production house that's actually putting out a bunch of movies. And by the way, your favorite movie of all time, Attila, is one of theirs. Daryl Hannah, do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
She's actually in a couple of movies from these guys. And one of them is called Mother, which is about some really simple, real-world, scary stuff, and is like, I'm not watching that movie, because that's all about people. That stuff bores me. I don't want to watch that. And then she was in another one where it's like, whoa, that's psychotic. So it's the kind of thing where they like to put out these psycho-type movies and stuff, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But, so Mega Shark 3, basically, versus Mecha Shark, starts off with, the same premise as Dino Shark. You have these giant prehistoric sharks that are frozen in icebergs, and hey, the icebergs break free, and now they're loose, and it's giant sharks running around, eating everything. So the first two movies, the premise is that. And then Debbie Gibson. Do you remember her?
I do.
The singer?
Yeah.
I think we're alone now. That no. one?
No, we're not alone.
No, we're not alone. She's in the movies.
In all of them?
She's in all three of them. In the first one, they actually do the whole line, do you think we're alone now? And she's talking to somebody. Oh, I can't remember who it was she was talking to. Oh, now I have to look it up. So the first one was Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. The second one was Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. And Mecha Shark was the third one. That's not what I wanted. I wanted go there. All right. So there's supposed to be a line in here, quote, Lorenzo Lamas is in the first one. Come on.
Yeah, he still acts.
I don't know if you'd call that acting.
Okay. You're about right.
Yeah. Quotes. Where's the quotes? Well, I see more. Come on. Give me the quotes. I know she says this to somebody. That's not all, folks. Okay, I don't know where it is. I don't care. I'm not going to look any further. But we're going back. I don't remember what was going on. Oh, yes. So the premise is she's a shark expert or whatever, and she helps them kill the first two sharks or... Actually, they never really killed the first shark. The idea was they used the giant octopus and the mega shark, and they fought and defeated each other, and they thought they went away. And then the mega shark comes back, and they have the giant crocodile type thing, and they have that whole thing going, da-da-da-da, whatever. But then another one comes out, and this is where Mecha Shark comes into play. They have this UN-funded project going on, and they have to build the ultimate weapon to stop the mega sharks, because now it's apparently happening all the time that these mega sharks are showing up. So they have to find a way to defeat it. So, and by the way, did you ever watch Stargate Atlantis? Stargate, the first one.
Yes.
Do you remember Teal'c?
Yes.
He's the main star in this movie. And I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. I just really didn't buy him in this movie, unfortunately. And who was the other... Oh, that wasn't where I wanted to go. Go back that way. I want to see there. And the other young lady who was very attractive, Elizabeth Rome.
I'm trying to remember. The name sounds familiar, but I could be wrong.
She's been in some other stuff. I know I recognized her. I just couldn't remember what she was in. She's Beauty and the Beast, American Hustle... Oh, she was in Heroes.
That name sounded familiar.
Wait a sec. Who was Lauren Gilmore? Was that the street? She was the cheerleader.
The blonde cheerleader who got punched out.
Well, oh no, she wasn't the cheerleader. But she was in Heroes. I'm trying to remember who she was in Heroes. I don't.
I know she's not the cheerleader.
No, she was the blonde chick with the electrical ability.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Moving on.
She was Siler. Oh.
No.
And now everybody's like, wait, wasn't Siler a dude?
Oh, don't even go there. But.
I like Siler's character. I'm just really disappointed how it changed in the end.
I loved his action figure. He's the only one that has something cool like a brain. He comes with a little brain.
Well, yeah, because he was taking them.
Yes, he's my kind of character. But moving past, back to Megashark versus Mechashark. So you basically have these guys creating a giant robotic shark. Mm-hmm. Why do they want to make a giant robotic shark? Because it looks cool. No other reason besides that. So they've got this giant mechanic shark running around the ocean. They're going to fight, and then they eventually fight, and da-da-da-da-da. And then eventually the Mega Shark just kicks the Mecha Shark out into the land, and it's like, oh, it's like a fish on the land. Can't move nothing, huh? Well, apparently the computer system has decided to, oh, I have a problem, blah. And now it's on, we're on random mode. Everybody's an enemy. Go after everybody. But the Mecha Shark has developed an amphibious mode, which means now it has wheels, and it rolls through the middle of downtown Australia's Brisbane. Okay. And it's just funny as hell to see that scene. It's like, what? Okay. That was funny.
It's Godzilla. No, it's Giant Shark. Run for your lives.
Something like that. The behind-the-scenes stuff is hilarious. There was actually a contest to get on the show. Who's the biggest fan of Megashark? And this one guy won the show, and he's got a walk-on scene in the movie. It was kind of lame, but it was funny as hell to actually, when you know that that's the case, it's like, wow, that was actually hilarious. But that's my wrap-up on the movie. It was like, it's worth watching. It's had a couple of good chuckles. That's chuckles. But beyond that, it's like, I was disappointed. I was expecting more. But oh well. On that note, it's time for the intermezzo.
womp to womp to womp to womp
to womp to womp to womp to womp
to womp to womp to womp to womp
to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp
to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to womp to Wind down, do down, skid on, bim bay. Sit, scat down, do down, skid on, bow. When you hit the dance floor, you gotta be jumping, jack.
Jump on it, jump, Joey.
When you hit the dance floor, you gotta be jumping, jack.
Jump on it, jump, Joey.
Like, why don't you ain't run right off your track?
Whoa, whoa, just can't stop.
Like, why don't you ain't run right off your track?
Whoa, whoa, watch it, watch it.
What a bamf!
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Doing a song called Jumpin' Jack.
Yeah, they're an awesome group. They actually are a big band group that's still around today. Well, they're actually of today's time.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, come on, I do Big Band Swing on Tuesdays, and we actually did an entire show based on them.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that. I like their music. I've had a couple albums of theirs in my queue for a long time. I listen to it every once in a while.
Yeah, I love their music. They're awesome. I'm trying to actually book them to come on the show.
Well, see? Look at that. I picked a song you like.
Yeah, and I didn't like any of the other songs you pick either. But
well, I know. I'm not saying that you didn't. I mean, I only pick good music for my show because I want quality. Quality and cookies.
Yes,
I'd say
but since you called me of the feminine persuasion, I'm going to let you know they just released news on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They promise more Maria Hill.
Excellent.
And they tease...
We like Maria Hill. She's an interesting character.
Yes, but they also tease towards the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole... Okay, so... For everybody else to get up on the speed, the rest of the show is going to be talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, so I watched the last four episodes, but I haven't seen this week's. So you can't say anything about this week's episode. I will watch that this weekend, possibly, hopefully, maybe.
I want to talk about it.
I know you do, but you can't. Because, you know, some of us don't get to go and watch these things off the bat.
So you've watched so far?
The last episode I saw was episode 16. What happened in that? Who did what? We had Lady Sif. I saw that one. That one was fun. This is the one with Brad Dourif. Episode 16 had Brad Dourif in the chair, and they was like making it think, yeah, he's the clairvoyant, so you just killed him. It's like, yeah, psych on you. How do you know he was the clairvoyant? You don't know he was talking. Okay. You just heard a voice, and
so
there's screens.
You're just missing this last week's episode.
Correct. I'm up to speed except for this week's episode.
Yeah, okay. So you saw where they got the mysterious drug from now.
Yes, that was the one thing I wasn't wanting to talk about when somebody asked about the guest house. But you remember how you were asking, who is, what's her face reporting to? Who is,
Melinda May.
Melinda May? She's reporting to Fury.
You were duh. They just kind of finally revealed that. There was a big reveal of her reporting to him on this last episode.
Well, of course, because it's like, oh, it's nothing like that, nothing like that. I'm not reporting to anybody weird. It's like, what happened? The plane just went, put your junk.
Yeah, well, I can't say nothing. So,
Victoria, and the way they ended that episode, they were making it look like Victoria Hand was the clairvoyant. And it's so obviously that she's not.
So who do you think it is?
I don't know. It's got to be... do they actually reveal the clairvoyant? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Shut up. Forget about it. Okay.
No, but because episode 16... The change that came yesterday was a lot worse than the clairvoyant. Let me tell you that now.
Good. I'm good with that. It's like, the way I'm envisioning the way the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the show is going to work is that this is a bridging slash launch boarding... vehicle for all of the Marvel mayhem that they're going to unleash over the next decade or so. So, you mean, you have bridging movies that go between the Avengers, Iron Man, Thor, Iron Man? Well, probably in the next Iron Man, there'll probably be something bridging. And Captain America, as we've seen in apparently last week's episode, this week's episode.
Yeah, basically yesterday's episode was the bridge with the Captain America. There was the one bridge with where they were doing the cleanup of the mess with the Thor movie.
Going on to that, did you know that there was a comic book series in the 90s called Damage Control?
In the 90s?
In the 90s.
No, I think I kind of phased out of the comic books at that time. I was focused on some other stuff, and so, kind of pushed that away.
The point of that comic book was, so you have all these superheroes and supervillains, and they all go do their thing, da-da-da-da-da, and they have this big fight, brawl out, children wreck half the city, da-da-da. Well, what happens after the fight's done?
Yeah.
Who's cleaning up the mess? Who's paying the bills for the insurance for that little old lady who just got her cat stomped on because Giant Man went squish? Whoa. Well, somebody's got to take care of that stuff. In comes Damage Control. Damage Control is like an insurance agency company, and they clean up the mess.
Hulk smash.
Exactly. So the whole line that they made in that episode about, and the superheroes all do this, and we clean up the mess, that's straight from that comic book, which I thought was hilarious. I watched that, and it's like, that's just funny. But... And that's the way I see that the TV show is going to work. I read somewhere recently that the season 2 is going to start amping up the game by actually introducing superhero characters in the Geek Fest side. So it's like we're going to start seeing people and things and all sorts of other interactions that actually will have, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm a big Black Panther fan. He just did that. Oh, that's neat. Or whatever. I mean, there's like thousands and thousands of characters in the Marvel Universe that they can play with. And it's just a matter of waiting to see what they're going to do with it. Like, there's so much they can play with. I mean, this is why I'm excited about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's got the potential to keep going for a long period of time because there is a huge backlog of possible threads to play with. I swear to God, I want them to introduce Ghost Rider somewhere. That would just make me happy. But it's not going to happen because they don't own the rights to that right now.
Yeah, Joe Dog's about right. Last night's episode was huge.
Okay, Sophia coming out of the barn I did not think was that big of a reveal. Just so we're all clear, I saw that coming a mile away.
You might.
The bigger reveal for me on that was Rick pulling the gun out. It's like everybody has, PPI, and him putting the bullet between her brain. That was more important to me in that episode than Sophia coming out of the barn.
You want to get your hands on last night's episode.
I am going to get my hands on last night's episode as soon as I can. I do not rush these things because it is just not worth it. Moving ahead. So, one of the things that I was very happy to see in the episode 16 was the Deathlock.
Yes, you finally got to see what I was talking about because you were saying about the metallic and so forth, and they actually incorporated it into a skeleton. So.
Yes, and if they keep building on this methodology and on that character style or whatever, eventually part of his face is going to be ripped away, and they'll show that that's Deathlock. Now, they're going to add the little bits and stuff, but whatever. I mean, that's fine. As long as we get the basic concept of the Deathlock down, I will be very happy.
Well, if you paid attention to that episode, you would have seen that there was already tears in his face.
Correct. There was the one cut above his eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, metalhead. I like the look where they're going with that. But what I didn't like was the missiles from his arm. Like, come on. He's got two shots? Dude.
No, I'm sure that they're going to expand on it.
They got to replace that with the laser gun at some point soon, because the missile shot was just dumb.
Well, the mysterious character gives it to him.
I know that. Is don't ever say I never gave you nothing. It's like, dude, what? No. And what I didn't like about it is that all of these upgrades to him is like, okay, take this, put it on. Okay, now he's like half robot with that. Okay.
I think you're going to... No,
that's what happened when he put the rocket launcher on his arm.
The skeleton, all the stuff with the skeleton happened after the explosion. So whatever happens from that explosion up to the point that they give him the thing to go on his leg, they're gonna have to end up revealing that sooner or later, and that'll give you the idea of how the skeleton came into play. It's just like
that part's fine.
Wolverine, we didn't know how he got the metal skeleton until later in the story.
Well, we did, but some of it all didn't.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean, though.
But, and another science point, because I'm a big science fan, and for most of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they've got the science right. I'm sorry, but you take a small square block that looks like it weighs maybe about 3 or 4 pounds, and you put it on the end cap of a... what's the word I'm looking for that's right gone right now? They chopped off his leg. It's gone.
Oh, yeah, on the nub.
On the nub. Put that on the nub. And it's not going to suddenly weigh like 20 pounds because it's going to expand into a full-sized leg.
No.
Like, come on. I expect him to pull a full leg out of that box and then put it on his arm and put it on his leg. I was like, okay, that's cool. That I would believe. But not a little... 2 pound, couple pound thingamabobby that you put on there, and then all of a sudden it morphs out into a full size leg that he can just stand on.
Yeah. Well, I think they're trying to put as much comic book effects into it as they can.
Well, they're limited in budget for the first season because it's like they don't know how well it's going to do, so they have to be conservative.
Next year, I've already found it. They've already been signed on for next year.
So they've already got 2 years planned.
Yeah.
And they've already got a bigger budget for the second. And this is the same thing that happened with Walking Dead. Their first season, not a big budget. It's pretty much moderate, average for whatever size show that it was. And then the second season, bam, double, triple budget. It's like, okay, great. Now we can start bringing in some effects that actually look cooler, spiffier, and neater, and people will be wowed. That's great. I love that. And I love where they're going to go. I like it. I'm really excited now. See, I'm happy. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. makes me happy.
Mm. Mm. They're okay. Both you and I are missing the movie.
Yes.
Which is, of course, Winter Soldier.
What? No. That's a different movie. I'm not watching that movie this weekend.
What are you going to watch this weekend?
I'm going to watch Godzilla this weekend. Oh, no, wait. I am going to watch Captain America. That's right.
Thank you. but, yeah, I got you. You thought you were going to try to get me.
Oh, I did. You was like, what?
Well, you didn't say what it was. I told you straight up what it was.
Well, I mean, I knew Godzilla wasn't out yet.
Right. But there is some huge, and I mean huge, ties between last night's episode and the movie. So if you really didn't see the movie, there is a huge miss in there. And I guess if what they're hinting to is you got to go see the movie now. Which is a lot better than the one that they did the Thor tie with, because...
Because you knew Lady Sif had a hard-on for Thor. Even in the first movie.
Yeah, I knew she had it, but I mean... But the introduction of the character that they brought out in this one, she was created to basically... Or she was brought in by... what's his name? The brother.
Loki,
thank you. I was thinking a different name. Anyway, she was brought in by Loki to deceive Thor, and you know, basically have her way with Thor, and you know, so forth. So she has a huge crush on Thor as well. So I can see where the two animosities between the two girls would actually happen eventually.
Well, if you read more into the mythology behind Lorelei, who is the character that was the bad guy in that episode that you're talking about, she has a much greater role and lesser role than what you're seeing. She's not just a queen of sorcery or whatever. She was the handmaiden to the gods who collected the fruit that kept them immortal.
Mm.
And she was the only one who knew where that was and how to get it.
And that's why Loki wants her.
Well, she was a friend of Loki's.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of one of those things. It's like, okie dokie.
Which, by the way, I did watch Thor, The Dark World, this time. And it was okay. It wasn't so bad. The only thing is there's a huge question that comes in the Easter egg in the credits.
Oh, yes. You have a big question there. Go for it. What was it?
The first question I did have answered, and I won't say anything, but I'll ask it as if I was somebody who didn't know. The Collector.
Yes.
Who is the Collector?
He's one of the Elders of the Universe.
Of the Universe.
Of the Universe.
Is that a good hint for anyone of what movie they were they're hinting to?
That's a good hint for several movies that they're hinting to. One, Guardians of the Universe. Guardians of the Galaxy, sorry. And two, the third Avengers movie, which is going to be a Thanos movie.
You really think it's going to go straight Thanos?
Frack yeah.
I hope so, but I'm not sure.
Thanos is going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. All right?
Well, they hinted to him in the last one.
Oh, he's not hinted. He's full on in the movie. He's just not a major part of the movie. He's like a background. One of the Guardians of the Galaxy, her name is Gamora, the green girl.
Right, right.
Thanos is her dad.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And Drax the Destroyer has a hard-on to kill Thanos whenever he can. That's his goal. That's part of his goal in life. Because Thanos killed his whole family.
Right.
And that's how they're presenting it here. But in the comic books, the older version, Drax is actually created by Thanos.
Okay, now there's this huge elephant in the room on this, and it was not in the film. Okay, that's why this is like, huh? Okay, so we know the Tesseract, which is what Thor finally took back at the end of the Avengers. And so it was under their control. But in here, they claim there was a second one. But the little box they have...
There's actually five.
Eh?
Now, what they are calling the Tesseract is what we in the old comics call the Infinity Gems. So yes, Clyde in the little chat room gotten part of it. Is the Infinity Gauntlet.
Aha!
Okay. Now, Thanos' big thing that he's trying to do is he was trying to get all the Infinity Gems, because each of these Infinity Gems controls one property of the entire universe. Once he got the Infinity Gauntlet and all five gems on it, he basically rewrote the universe and killed half of the population of everything.
Yes.
In sacrifice to his great goddess, Mistress of Death. Okay?
I've got a good question for you.
Clyde's got a good question for me?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's how the comic books has always played it. But in the new Guardians of the Galaxy, it seems to be coming out that Gamora is Thanos' daughter, which I think was kind of lame, because part of the story arc that they've been running in Marvel is that Thanos had a whole crap load of kids all over the place and then came back and killed them all. So I think the adopted part of it is...
her only protection?
I think the adopted part of it is a rewriting of the storyline. Because I was reading a comic book that just came out last week called The Prelude, which gives you more information about how the movie's going to start out. Gamora is like Thanos' daughter / protege, and then the metal-looking chick, the other bald chick in the trailer... She's his other protege, and they're basically competing against each other. And yes, Clyde is also correct. The Tesseract is a gem, not a cosmic cube, because the cosmic cube is something else.
Right, so they're probably going to have to explain that, and it'll get explained in Guardians.
No, I don't think it'll get explained in Guardians at all. I think it'll be broached upon briefly, but I don't think it'll be really explored too much. So just as an FYI, the Collector, as one of the Elders of the Universe, he's basically been around for, like, ever. There's the Gardener. The names that they had for these characters were, like, so 1960s, but they're still there. There was the Gardener, the Collector, the Gamesman, I don't remember if it was the Gamesman or the Gamesmaster or the Chessman or something like that. And these were... supposed to be principal guidelines of the universe made manifest in real beings, and they'd go around the universe and just doing whatever they normally did and whatever. But they had different gems of the Infinity gems, and each of those gems gave them enhanced abilities as part of what the gem represented. Now, in the original Guardians of the Galaxy, we have Warlock and Moondragon, who was also mentioned there in the chat room, and Pip the Troll, one of my favorites, and Gamora. and a couple of other people as well. And they are out there trying to save the universe and whatever. Adam Warlock ends up with the one Infinity Gem called the Soul Gem that's a part of him. And that's basically what he's wearing on the top of his head all the time. And with it, he can rip people's souls out of their bodies.
Yes. I do remember the gauntlet. So there we go. Those were the two big...
Gamekeeper, that's what... And Grandmaster, that's right. Grandmaster. Champion was not really a... I'm sorry, there's people answering questions in the chat room too. Champion was never really actually one of the elders. He was the wannabe elder.
And yes, it does, as Keenan says, doesn't it all get confusing? Yes,
dude, confusing? A little bit. Why do you think they have the one comic book series that they put out had 30 issues called The Official Index to the Marvel Universe?
Well, and it took that many issues just to index them all.
Yes, I know that was the third revision too. They have had several volumes of it come out, and they've got encyclopedias. And now, even without that, you can just go online, and there's a Wikipedia version for it where you can just go in. It's like, I don't know about such and such characters. Like, oh my God, there was a whole lot.
All right, so I got to go back to one thing.
Go, quickly.
We didn't go finish on. You saw the episode where they got the drug from.
Yes.
And obviously, that's you were thinking that...
thinking Prometheus myself.
Yeah, but you were thinking Coulson was going to become the... Oh God.
The Vision.
The Vision.
I still think he will.
What about Sky?
Sky is not an existing Marvel character.
Right. But
she's new.
I think her name is what's throwing everybody off. Because, remember, she herself is one of the... mysterious items.
She is one of the OA4s or whatever the hell they called it. Yes.
Exactly. And there's this big thing about protecting her, and I don't think Sky is her name.
Well, no. I mean, nobody names their kid Sky. I'm joking. Some people have. On a long shot, I'm going to throw this out there. I'll say it right now. I think she's going to be an alien. I think specifically she's going to be an alien from the tribe of, what the hell was it? The Shi'ar.
I think she's something else.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still trying to...
Well, it would be really cool if she becomes Moondragon, though.
And that's a possibility.
Because I'm suspecting that she's going to end up becoming some kind of either a techno super thing or some kind of telekinetic, psychokinetic, whatever other word you want to put in for psionic. And I think she's going to become that kind of character. But it just requires a trigger, and that trigger is going to be season 2.
Yeah, and
the
well,
Atom Soldier.
After what happened last night, I think the trigger's there. I think the trigger happened, and yeah, you have to watch. I can't tell you.
I'm sure I'll watch it. Just don't say nothing about it, man. I want to experience all on my own. I wanna see it for myself, you know, just like do it the right way and stuff. But I think that pretty much brings us up to speed on this episode. After what? Yes. I just want to say, everybody in the chat room, thank you all for coming out and having fun with us. I appreciate it tremendously, and I want to make sure y'all check out the Facebook, I'll check out the Twitter, I'll check out the other social media things. Don't forget Magic Farmers Incorporated. That's a fun place that we go to play too. And y'all have fun. Play well. Play hard. Actually, no, it's Die Hard. Die Hardest. Wait, I'm not even going to go there anymore because I'm just blown away in my head right now. Thanks, y'all, for coming out. EW, thanks for coming along again once again.
Not a problem.
Everybody else, we've got EW's Electric Wizard show coming on, and then we've got Jones' Mental Candy afterwards. Have fun, everybody.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.